Ukraine security issue.
President Volodymyr Zelensky visited newly liberated Izum city in the northeastern region of Kharkiv, where he took part in the flag-raising ceremony. According to him, what was seen in the liberated city is shocking, although we have already seen this in Bucha, in the first deoccupied territories where buildings were also destroyed and people were killed. International partners have sent investigators and prosecutors to Ukraine, who are assisting in the collection of materials related to Russian crime in the liberated territories, Volodymyr Zelensky said. I want to thank all our international partners, countries, and investigators. There are a lot of high-level foreign prosecutors, many different countries that send investigative commissions. We all understand that this process is not fast. Our prosecutor office is working. They perform an important task by providing opportunities for the press and investigators to come to these places and find important details. The main thing for Ukraine is to continue to be very open, and then for all these consequences, I'm sure there will be verdicts, there will be a tribunal, said Volodymyr Zelensky. The city of Izum was bombarded by the Russian army from planes and artillery since March. The main administrative buildings as well as residential buildings were destroyed. During March, Russia refused to open corridors for the evacuation of residents of Izum. It was possible to evacuate part of the people only twice. The movement of the convoy was changed due to shelling. Some residents were forcibly deported to Russia. During the occupation of the city, volunteers were able to deliver medicine to Izum only once. The Russian aggressors still cannot establish the functioning of services necessary for life in the occupied territories due to the reluctance of Ukrainians to cooperate with them. Natalia Bemberaita, a human rights activist and a participant in the Ukraine Testifiers project, said that all cases of war crimes are documented from the words of witnesses and victims.
Самого начала они ходили по квартирам, сначала по квартирам военных работников.
At first they went around the apartments of the military, law enforcement officers, then they lured and captured journalists, representatives of all authorities, city mayors, elders, deputies. They were beaten and interrogated. Those who were released tell terrible things. The fate of many is unknown. For example, Oleksandr Babych, the mayor of Holopristany. Some people were killed, the brutal murder of Vitaly Lapchuk. He was taken by the Russian military in Kherson, and a few days later he was found drowned with marks of torture on his body and with weights, said Natalia Bemberaita. In the administration building of Balaklia police station in the Kharkiv region, the military of self-proclaimed LPR and the Chechen Republic, as well as representatives of the riot police of the Russian city of Toryati and FSB of Russia, detained from 8 to 15 people. During the inspection of the building, the police found wires that led to hidden video cameras in the premises where the hostages were kept. People, including women, slept on the floor, and during interrogations, they were tortured with electric current. At present, one death of a person as a result of torture has been confirmed. The profile data of the victim and the place of burial are known. The police will carry out an exhumation for further procedural actions, according to the head of the investigative department of the police in the Kharkiv region. The exact number of detainees and victims is being clarified. For the second day in a row, the Russian occupiers have launched terrorist rocket attacks on Kryvyi Rih, the hometown of President Volodymyr Zelensky. An industrial enterprise was bombed, and the day before, hydrotechnical structures were damaged. Кирило Тимошенко, the deputy head of the president's office, wrote in Telegram that Russia committed a terrorist act against a peaceful city. Earlier, 8 Russian cruise missiles came to Kryvyi Rih, which destroyed the dam on the Ingulets River. Due to this, the water level in the river has risen critically. Head of the military administration of Kryvyi Rih, Oleksandr Vilkul, said that the consequences of the attack are eliminated, the flow of water has begun to decrease. According to him, more than 100 private houses were flooded, from which people were evacuated at night. Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the head of the president's office, called on Twitter to provide Ukraine with anti-aircraft defense to protect critical infrastructure. According to him, international partners should help in this. It's also about MLRS rocket launcher systems, which will help destroy logistics behind enemy lines, tanks and armored personnel carriers, with which the armored forces will clear territories, as well as drones to deliver strikes. It's time to strike the final blow against the evil empire, Mykhailo Podolyak wrote. 384 Ukrainian children died as a result of the full-scale invasion of Russia, and more than 750 were injured, the Prosecutor General's office reported in Telegram. The figures on the dead and wounded young Ukrainians are not final, as work continues to establish them in places of active hostilities in temporarily occupied and liberated territories. Meanwhile, the teaser of the feature film Bucha was presented in Kyiv. It's filmed according to a script based on real events that took place in the cities of Bucha, Vorizel and Gostomel during the occupation of Kyiv region by Russian troops in February-April 2022. In particular, the story about a volunteer who lived in Bucha and helped evacuate more than 200 local residents. The prototype of the main character was a citizen of Kazakhstan, Konstantin Hudauskas, who received asylum in Ukraine, said about those events. I went to the occupied territory to save people. In the evening, I checked the messages on Facebook from those who asked for help. I saw a message of Alexander Shtura, producer and screenwriter of this film. We just talked with him for a long time, and every day I heard in detail the stories that happened in the occupied territory. When the Kyiv region was liberated, we met and he said that the world should know about the genocide side of the Ukrainian nation, said Konstantin Hudauskas. The director of the film Bucha, Stanislav Tiunov, said that the main idea to show the horror that Russia committed, as well as the heroism of the person who stood against it and still continues. Alexander Shtura, screenwriter and producer of the film, said that the main shooting is planned to begin in December. The first investments have already been received.